As Nigerians, I think we can all relate to that moment when we went to visit a relative and then we saw that beautiful blue cookie tin and with excitement and joy you opened it. But when you looked inside, you saw needle and thread. It is useful, think about it. But in light of its real purpose, which is to hold cookies, it has failed. God could be looking at your life and all he sees are threads and needles. So first of all, before I start anything, I would like to thank our lead pastor, Apostle Emmanuel Iren, for the privilege to stand here and speak to God's people. I'd like to thank the Directorate of Celeb Teens and every instructor for being pivotal to my spiritual growth. God bless you. Amen. The topic before me this morning is, what was I made for? Now, since I was little, I was a girl of many interests. And if I liked something, I would apply myself till I became quite good at it. And so by the time I was 17, I was a good singer, good writer, good calligrapher, all these things, only me. But then what that did was that it put me in a state of confusion. I began to wonder, which of these things does God want me to do? What exactly is my purpose for being here? What if I ended up making a mistake? And so 2 years ago during Rev Up, I learned what I'm about to share with us this morning, and it transformed my life forever. And it is my prayer that it will transform our lives also. Everyone at one point or the other is plagued with the question, why am I here? Does my existence really matter? And because of this, we do things that we probably would not do on a normal day. The search for purpose is an inevitable part of the human existence. And so what then is purpose? Simply put, purpose is the reason for which something is created. If you look at the light bulb, the purpose of the light bulb is illumination, right? And the food we eat, although we do eat for many reasons, but the major reason is for nutrition, right? But I feel like that definition does not do justice to the enormity of this word. And this is why I'll be giving us a more profound meaning by our apostle. And I quote, purpose is that one thing for which you were created and at which you must succeed. Otherwise, nothing else you succeed at counts. And so it gets more serious. Purpose is no longer some elective course or something you just pick at your convenience. It is something that determines the outcome of your life. And so if purpose is so important, it is sacrosanct that we as believers come to know our purpose. We know that if the purpose of a thing is not known, abuse is inevitable. As Nigerians, I think we can all relate to that moment when we went to visit a relative and then we saw that beautiful blue cookie tin and with excitement and joy you opened it. But when you looked inside, you saw needle and thread. It is useful, think about it, but in light of its real purpose, which is to hold cookies, it has failed. And this abuse is not limited to cookie tins alone. When people don't know the reason why they have been placed on earth, they do all manner of things just to get a sense of meaning. And this is why I'll be sharing with us quickly 5 basic facts about purpose. Number one, and the most important of everything I'm saying here today, is that there is no purpose without salvation. John chapter 6, verse 29, the Living Bible version says, Jesus told them, this is the will of God, that you believe in the one he has sent. You cannot claim to walk in purpose if you are not saved. Everything else you achieve in life fades into insignificance if you fail to know Christ. And so it does not matter if you're the world's best basketballer, best singer, best philanthropist, as great as these things are. If you do not know Christ, you have failed in your purpose. Like the cookie tin, God could be looking at your life and all he sees are threads and needles. Things like your career, your relationship, great as they are. But then he's wondering, where are the cookies? Where is the reason why I've placed you on this earth? Let's turn our Bibles to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 18. I'd love us to read it together. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 18. Are we there? Okay. One to go. And all of this, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. Glory. And so not only did Christ die for us, he has also given us a responsibility to reconcile lost souls to himself. This is a reason to get up every morning for someone. When you realize this, you cannot claim that life is not worth living. Think about it. The maker of the universe died for you. But the story did not end there. He now lives. And he could have chosen to dwell anywhere, but he didn't dwell in Solomon's temple of old. Even now, he doesn't dwell in any of the seven wonders of the world. The emperor of the universe looked around and he chose to dwell in you. He chose to dwell in me. And so now we have a responsibility to exemplify this life that we've been giving to others. And now in the journey of purpose, you could be like David and be king, warrior, prophet, whichever. But the goal remains the same, to know Christ and to make him known. This is the purpose of everyone here today, seated, regardless of your age, your gender, and your ethnicity. This is what we were made for. Number two fact about purpose is that purpose requires boldness. Fortune is not the only thing that favors the bold. Purpose does also. If you're going to do what God has asked you to do, you need courage. Every time God sent someone on an assignment, he told them, be of good courage, because they were afraid. While I was preparing for this, I went online, I downloaded pictures of PL, I used it as my lock screen. I practiced a million times, just gather courage to stand here. So imagine when God sends you on an assignment. Rest assured, it's going to be daunting. It's going to be scary. But he has reassured us of his presence. Matthew 28:20 says, teaching them to observe all things, whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you, even to the end of the world. We have God on our side. Glory! Glory. Number three is that purpose requires consecration. If you want to walk in purpose, you cannot afford to do things half-heartedly. Your devotion must reflect it. A perfect example is Jesus. He knew his assignment on earth, and so everything he did, every word he spoke, was a reflection of the gravity of this assignment. In Luke 6:12, it says, and it came to pass in those days that he went out into a mountain to pray and continued all night in prayer to God. If God made manifest in flesh could pray, what is our excuse? Like Pastor Bisola said last week during our sermon, do too much. When it comes to the things of God, don't be scared to do too much. Number four is that purpose is not self-serving. Purpose is never just about you. When God brings you to a place or position of power, it is not for your enjoyment alone. When you're walking in God's will, wherever you find yourself, God has placed you there for a reason and for a purpose. Look at Esther. She could have chosen to believe that God put her in her position as queen to save her pretty head alone. But then she realized that God placed her there for such a time as this, to save our people from imminent death. Esther 4:14, the latter part says, and who knows but that you have come to your royal position for such a time as this. Think about it. For each and every one of us seated here, it is no coincidence that we're born in these times. That in the midst of this corruption, God has placed us strategically here on earth to be light and salt to our world. My final point is that purpose requires divine direction. While our purpose remains the same, the journey to the fulfillment of purpose differs from person to person. Look at Isaiah and Daniel. They both fulfilled purpose, but the trajectories of their lives were not the same. Daniel was a politician in a foreign land, influencing culture. Isaiah was no politician, but he was the prophet that gave the most detailed prophecies about the life of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so in our quest for purpose, we must realize that God's leading is important. Acts 13 verse 2 says, while they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit says, separate apart from me Paul and Barnabas for the work for which I've called them. The work was to preach the gospel, but they needed God's leading on the specifics, the who, the how, the when. But always remember that we have the Holy Spirit to reveal these things to us. As I round up, I would like to share a story with us, the story of how I joined Celeb Teens. I joined CCI officially in 2022, courtesy of my older sister. Thank you so much, Ife. And I was coming to the big church. I was having the time of my life, enjoying the teaching, the ambience. But one day as I was praying, God told me, go to Celeb Teens. And I'm like, no, I'm not doing that. And so the next Sunday, I packed my bag. I sat myself in big church. I was having the time of my life. But then Pastor Dolapa was teaching on God's leading. And like I needed to be convicted more. By the time she was done, she was like, there are people here and God has given you specific instructions for which you must obey. Whew. And so the next Sunday, reluctantly, I packed my bags and I went to Celeb Teens. And since that time till now, I have never for once regretted that decision. Because that was the training ground God used for me to grow spiritually. And that was where I found the gift of community, of like-minded teenagers who are on fire for God. And so for each and every one of us here, instead of looking for the next assignment, what is that one thing God has told you to do now? Do it. Start. Start small, but start. And as we go about our weeks, I want us to ask ourselves this question. What can God do with my life? Thank you very much.